So a guy has the most important job interview of his life. And he can't afford to be late, because this could change everything. But it's in Los Angeles, and he can't find a place to park. So he starts circling the block, and he sees the minutes ticking away. And in desperation, finally he looks up and he says, God, if you get me a place to park, I promise you, I will give charity. I'll attend synagogue almost every Saturday. And I'll even sometimes not eat the stuff that I eat when I go out to eat. I promise all these things. And just as he finishes his sentence, right in front of the building, someone pulls out and he goes, oh, never mind, I got it. I thought of this joke because of Thanksgiving. Because I realized there are two different kinds of gratitude. And we really, even though many of us practice the second kind, which is the good kind, which is the kind I'll get to in a minute, most of what you hear about on Thanksgiving is the first kind. The first kind is you should be grateful for all the blessings that you have. Your family, your friends, your country, your health, your gifts, all of that. And then it ends there. And the truth is, that's an important quality to cultivate in people, a sense of gratitude for what they've been given, because, as I never tire of pointing out, most of what we have is not because of our own merit. Most of what we have is because we were lucky. We were lucky in terms of, for many of us, where we were born, but even if not that, because of the natural endowments you were given. If you have a brain that works, you didn't earn that brain. If you have a body that moves, you didn't earn that body, you were given it. If you have family that takes care of you, that was a gift. And so to feel grateful for all these things that we're given, that's a beautiful form of gratitude, but it's only the first step. Because the second step is to feel as though gratitude motivates you to share your blessings. And that's really a sort of religious attitude towards Thanksgiving. Not just that you should give thanks, but that you should give thanks and spread your blessing. Listen to the difference between Thanksgiving and Passover. What do we say on Thanksgiving? You should be grateful for the food that you have and thank God for it. What do we say on Passover? Let all who are hungry come and eat. Now, why do you say that on Passover? Because the idea is, if God has given you this food, you should share it. That's what it means to be grateful. Gratitude, like love, is an enacted emotion. An emotion that does good in the world. Otherwise, it doesn't do anyone else any good. And so, as I thought about Thanksgiving and I listened over the past week to the messages, I realized that although many times for Thanksgiving people will go to soup kitchens and feed people, or turkeys will be distributed to the poor, it's not embedded in the message of Thanksgiving. Nobody says, because you have something to eat, Thanksgiving means giving to someone else. And that's the religious way, certainly the Jewish way, of seeing that holiday. And that idea is true for virtually any emotion. If someone says they love you and they treat you badly, that's not love. Love is an enacted emotion. Love is how you act towards someone, not only what you feel towards them. Grateful is how you act towards someone, not only how you feel towards them. And then there is a third step, which also has to do with gratitude. And that is the expectation when you give. A lot of people give gifts, but they're not gifts. What they really are is the first step in a barter system. Because if you don't act a certain way, or react a certain way, or thank a certain way, you'll see that it wasn't really a gift. A gift is something that is given without the expectation that you will get something in return. If you do, it's nice. If you get a thank you note, that's lovely. But if you give a gift, don't get a thank you note, and resent the person, then it wasn't a gift. It was the first half of an exchange and you didn't get yours back. If you give a gift and you don't get thanked, and that's okay because it was a gift, then it's a gift. And when did I learn this? At my bar mitzvah. Because I still remember, and believe me, my bar mitzvah was a long time ago, the stacks of thank you notes that my mother would bring me. She would bring me these, you know, first of all, we had the stationery. I still remember what my stationery looked like. She would bring them every day, and as I watched TV, I would write out the thank you notes. And when I would protest, she would make it very clear to me that these were not gifts. They were something given to me, and the payback for what I was given was the note. And if I would say something to her like, well, but if I have to give a note, is it a gift? She would make very clear to me that I was wrong. In every possible way. But it did occur to me, then and now, that our sense of receiving a gift and giving a gift is very natural, but a little bit skewed, a little bit unfair. First of all, because the gift is usually unsolicited. So if you give someone a gift that they didn't ask for, and then you demand something in return, then you're demanding something of them that they didn't sign up for in the first place. No one told me you had to give me a gift, so why do I have to give you a thank you note? By the way, Tova, you have to write all your thank you notes. I just want to make clear, so I don't get in trouble with your mother, that you have to write all your thank you notes, even though they really are gifts. This doesn't include you. Hey, look, what am I doing to you? She says, somebody goes, what are you doing to me? All right, your father. It was your father. It was not your mother. But it is really true. I mean, not talking about bar and bat mitzvah kids and thank you notes, but it certainly is true that when someone gives you a gift and then they expect something in return, you understand that it's a barter. And that gifts are things that are given freely from the heart. But if you are the recipient of a gift, to turn it the other way, then part of gratitude ought to be your desire to give. To give back to the person who's given you, or to give someone else. This morning in the LA Times, I don't know how many of you saw this story. It's amazing sometimes how the world conspires to bring you something remarkable when you have something already on your mind. I saw there was a little story in the, I think it's the California section, about a woman who had a crying baby and was in the supermarket and her credit card was declined. And behind her was a young man, who turned out to be 28 years old, who said, don't worry about it, I'll pay for you. And she said, no, I don't want that. And then he said, no, I really will. And she said, she saw in his eyes this was a gift. And she got his information so she could pay him back. He paid for her. And then, when she went to pay him back, discovered that the next day he was killed in a car accident. So she put the story on Facebook. And she said all over the world, hundreds of people said, because of this story, I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to do something because he did. That's gratitude. it's also the human reaction to a terrible tragedy. But gratitude is, I feel grateful that such a spirit was in the world, and I'm going to do something to show that I feel grateful. I feel grateful that God has given me these gifts, and I'm going to do something for someone else to show that I'm grateful. Every week, and again this week, our president stands up and makes an appeal for SOVA, for the food pantry. And everyone here knows that all they really have to do is buy a couple cans of tuna fish and drop them off at the synagogue. But my guess is, even though many of you do, most of us don't. But that's gratitude. Gratitude is doing something for someone else because you've been blessed. So on this Thanksgiving, if you were thankful, be Jewishly thankful. That is, turn your thanks into a blessing for another human being, whether it's through giving to charity, or donating food, or doing some mitzvah for someone who needs it. And all of us need a mitzvah. So I hope that we learn the lesson of gratitude. That is, not just that we feel grateful, but that we act giving. Every person sitting in this room, every person, and I don't know all of you, but I say this with complete confidence, every person sitting in this room has enough that they can give something. That is, as you may know, a Jewish law. The first thing that a beggar is supposed to do with the charity that they're given is give some of it to someone who is less fortunate than they. All of us can give something. And when we do, when you give something, then you really will have celebrated Thanksgiving and honored the God who has showered all of us with so many blessings. Shabbat Shalom.